Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train. 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 Bangs and stuff and stuff. Bangs and stuff. Crazy.
Good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello. Is that loud?
It's not loud, but it's now crackling. So just deaf in my left ear. It's all right. It's all right, listeners. I've got two ears that work-ish. I had my ears tested fairly recently, and they said the left one was better than the right. Not anymore.
Well, you even it up.
Yes, that's it. Just have everything on minus two. Yes, hello. It is the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Bumbling intros are specialty.
Yeah.
Sorry for the listeners, there is no theme tonight. Multiple people asked me if there was a theme.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Don't normally get people asking for a theme.
No. I don't know. But yeah, it made me think maybe we do too many themes.
Yeah, like they just assume there's always a theme.
Yes, like we're a theme show. I mean, I do enjoy a theme show, as you know, as a listener knows. I did not have the spoons for it today, though.
That's fair enough.
Partly because, yes, we were out on Friday night.
We were enjoying ourselves.
So, yeah, tonight the picks are going to be peppered with things that I could have played by artists I did play at singles. So there is a theme.
Yes. All that teasing. Got there in the end.
I've accidentally given myself a theme. We start off with I Can Tina Turner, Bold Soul Sister. I found out this today. It's got Albert Collins on it. He was playing in secret under a different name, and it was originally the B-side from I Know in October 69. So we both played singles night on Friday.
We did.
There'll definitely be more about that later on in the show, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, the rest of the show, just normal stuff. Nothing new from me. Anything new from you?
Good question. Do you know what? I can't actually remember. I'm just flicking through now. It's somewhat new.
Okay, there we go, listeners. Stay tuned for some somewhat new music.
Mostly archival.
Yes. There we go. That's the name of the show sorted. If you want to get in touch, hit us up on Blue Sky at thenighttrain.co.uk. If you have our phone numbers, you can text us. Don't know if the studio number works. 0114-281-4092. Second caller still gets a prize. We're not sure if it can actually patch through, so... Don't put too much stock in winning that prize. That takes care of everything at the top.
That's the big intro. Big bumbling intro.
Big bumbling intro. So that's done. Guess we're just going to have to play some music then, right?
Yes, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Hip, 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 hip Ακούτε τον νυχτερινό τρένο στο Sheffield Live.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David. And I'm right here at Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Howdy-ho, listeners, we are back. Hope you enjoyed that musical interlude. Now you're back for the main meat.
Yes, this is what people tune in for.
Just talking nonsense.
Yeah, the hot chat. That was an international set. We went all over the place there. Plenty of countries covered. Hopefully you know some of them for yours.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Then let's have it. So we kicked off with Los Anis, which I think translates to the UFOs, with Mary Mary. Their take on the Monkees hit.
Yeah.
Accidentally put two Monkees songs in tonight, so there's one coming up in part two.
The actual Monkees.
Yes, the actual Monkees. So this one was just the cover. Recently picked up a compilation, Rare Mexican Cuts of the 60s, which is pretty exciting, listeners. Not only because that is absolutely rocking, there's really two amazing covers, one of Fever and one of Gloria.
Yes.
So, yeah, stay tuned for future episodes. We're having a quick tally. I think we could do an hour of Fevers. Fevers on wax. Does anyone want that? I don't know. Here's me complaining about we're not a theme show.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, well, how about if we played one song for an hour? I'm not against it, if I'm honest.
No. And we're covering multiple countries, I imagine, as well.
Definitely. Talking of countries, where was the next one from?
That was from Medellin, Colombia. That was Waganda, Kenya, with Tiffin Hyatt. Originally released in 1975 on single on Disco Fuentes label, so they were like Latin, Afrobeat, funk, covered quite a few genres, but they were sort of created as an in-house label band by Disco Fuentes. So yeah, they backed a lot of stuff, but then they did release their own stuff as well. I caught that originally on that Soundway comp, Columbia, the Golden Age of Disco Fuentes, which somehow is almost 20 years old.
Is it really?
Came out in 2007, which is...
Is that the yellow one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that's definitely the weirdest out... That's probably the weirdest groover that we've both got, I think, is
up front. There's two tracks on that compilation. I had my 45 bag on Friday night, both of which I sort of chickened out playing because they were more esoteric or something. I don't know.
When you've got the baying crowds of the Bay Horse here.
And when you've got to follow someone playing Foreigner.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
We weren't ready for some tough Colombian cumbia jams.
No, probably not. But then I suppose that's the joy. You never know. Maybe they would have been. Who knows?
Who knows?
There's always next time. The records aren't going anywhere.
That's right. They'll be in the bag next time.
Yeah.
From that, we moved on to a classic Tom Moulton 12-inch version of People's Choice, You Ought to Be Dancing. Released in 1980 on Casablanca as a disco B-side. Tom Moulton, of course, the guy who pioneered the disco mix and 12-inch singles. Now, that is a theme show I could get behind.
Yes.
Tom Moulton theme. But I didn't really realise, but he not by on purpose or anything, but he sort of coined the phrase, you know, not a remixed name, but putting your name
on Tom Moulton mix.
Yeah, right. Tom Moulton. He was the first person to do that, and then after that it sort of took off a bit more. But he also pioneered the actual disco mix itself and using the 12-inch format as a single.
Yeah, there's a really good interview with him on WFMU. He like went and talked to Monica Lynch, ex-president of Tommy Boy Records. I'll try and put a link to that in the show notes. That's a really good listen. Kind of gives a potted history of just what he was up to, like hanging out on Fire Island, doing disco mixes, how he got into the business and stuff like that. He's still alive as well.
Yeah.
It's worth a Google because he's a very handsome man back in the day. He looks like a catalogue.
Yeah, he always dressed smart as well, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Inspirational. I mean, I don't follow that inspiration. but yes, he's a very handsome disco man.
And I was going to say as well, just looking on here, apparently there's a Soul Jazz compilation of his work, which I had no idea existed.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, so maybe I'll dig on that. See if there's any other gems I didn't know. From there, we went to Guinea in Africa with Osman Kiyate with Nunei. That one was originally released in the 1980s and has since, I think it was late or mid last year. Oh yeah, July 2025, that got reissued on Analog Africa on their sort of, I don't know what they call it, a dance series or something. I'm just looking at the page now. Limited Dance Edition, number 18. So it's like they do a 12-inch.
Oh, yes.
Not like an album compilation of bits and bobs. But yeah, it's on a 12-inch single, nice kind of graphics, limited number, silkscreen cover, etc. And that is the B-side to that record.
Oh, nice. And then we finished up, we went a little bit further south with the SA Move with Scott Pom from Big Run Up Needed for This. Next Stop Soweto, Volume 2, Soul Town, R&B, Funk and Psych Sounds from the Townships, 1969 to 76.
That is a good comp.
Released on Strut in 2010, their second volume exploring a time when 70s small organ combos forged their own mod soul and township artists embraced funk fusions. So yeah, as he said, check that one out.
Yeah, Bill Doggett's got a lot to answer for.
Is that what we're saying? It's all on Bill Doggett.
Bill Doggett's Hammond Organ Trio.
Cool. Right, so the music's going to start back up now. We're going to take stock and come back in about 15 minutes.
All right.
Sheffield Live. Yeah, say I'm looking y'all. I know I can't be wrong. No, no, I know I can't be across my big brass band. Lay, baby, lay, lay across my big brass band. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'm gonna show them to you and I'll make them shine. Lay, baby, lay, across my big brass band. Stay, baby, stay, stay with your woman a while. Till the break of day, let me see you make me smile. Clothes are dirty, but your hands are clean, and you're the best thing that I ever seen. So stay, baby, stay, stay with your woman a while. Why wait any longer for the world to have your cake and eat it too? Why wait any longer for the one you love when she's standing in front of you? So stay, baby, stay, stay across my big brass band. Lay, baby, lay, lay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I want to reach for you in the night. So stay, baby, stay, stay across my big brass band. Lay, baby, lay, lay while the night is still ahead. Oh, lay, baby, lay.
C'est merveilleux son. Sont offerts par The Night Train sur Sheffield Live.
Hey listeners, here we go. This is almost the end of hour one.
Well, it's fine by.
It's, hasn't it just? We're The Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Bumbling along in quite a hot studio tonight, listeners. We've not done a temperature check.
No, I was thinking it's the first time we've been in here and it's been properly daylight at 9 when we started.
That's true, yeah. Summer is almost upon us. Oh, that reminds me, next week is a big bank holiday show.
Whoop, whoop.
So we should do something special for that.
More theme chat.
Yes. No. People want to know what they probably want to know what they've just heard. Maybe?
Let's do it.
Yes. Okay, let's go.
So we started out there with Mighty Tomcats with their Dance Girl, originally released 1974 on Paul Winley Records, and I think originally by Fatback brother Bill Curtis, who's the drummer and founder member of the Fatback Band.
Ah.
So that's what they were recording as before they were called the Fatback Band, I guess. There's been some other covers of that song, but yeah, that one turned up on, of all places, a Record Store Day release that I didn't know about until I started browsing the ones that didn't sell out and have made it to actual shops now.
Yes.
You know, just for normal sales.
Yes. You'd be like, oh.
I don't have to queue up.
down to the queue up from 5 in the morning.
Yes.
To get...
that one seems to be readily available now. But yeah, I think that's been sampled by The Roots and Large Professor, among others.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, because I was hear that break quite a lot, but I wasn't sure if it was that one or the original. I think both have been plundered, should we say.
Gotcha.
It's got a good side. The other side's good as well. Harlem Underground with Smoking Chiba.
Oh, so, yeah, I do know that one.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to try and pick that record
up. It's like that from that early period of hip-hop where it was live bands and sort of not samples in it, so it's like disco bands.
Yeah, exactly. From there, we moved on to a pretty long edit. Don't know if we didn't play it all, though.
No, I trimmed a bit off because you'd be like...
It's pretty long.
You said, oh, I'm sending over and it's about 8 minutes long. It's a bit like a Moody Man edit. It doesn't do anything, but it is amazing.
It does the same thing, but well.
Yes.
For a long time.
That is
a, built for a long mix, not to be played out in full, unedited on the radio.
Yeah. Yes, it would take up a big chunk of the show.
Yes, that was LTJ Edits with Somebody, which is Luca Trevisi, Italian remixer there, with a 4-track EP of edits on Samosa Records, came out in 2023. I picked that up. Oh, I can't remember where. Some sort of sale or bargain bin, possibly at a record fair. I'm not sure, but yeah, that is originally by Howard Melvin and the Blue Notes. The track is There a Place to Be, that he's kind of made a bit more disco-fied.
Yeah, from that we then went to Fotech from his 1997 release Modus Operandi with the track called Minotaur. Yeah. Full confession, listeners, I just wanted to put that in and there was no good place to put it.
So there it went.
Yep, so there it went.
So what is Fotech up to at the moment?
He's re-recording his tunes.
Yeah, so you sort of mentioned this the other day and I was a bit confused about it.
Well, I'm confused. I don't know why he's doing it. Everyone's just like...
So he's just rebuilding them from scratch?
Yeah, from the old floppy disks and recording some new drums.
Right, just so, like, to make them better and re-release them?
I don't know, because I think he probably owns... I think he was quite savvy, so he probably owns the masters and stuff anyway.
Right.
Because a lot of stuff came out on his own label.
Yeah.
Or, like, his own subsidiary. But, yeah, now he's just, like, yeah, remaking his old tunes. Everyone's like, oh, this is great. And I feel like I'm in the minority. It's like, get the old ones pressed up, mate. It's like, you don't need re-records. I just need the water margin on a 12-inch that doesn't cost £400. It's not quite that expensive, but... yeah, so that's what he's doing. Why? Who knows? Because he can?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Then we finished up that set with Cher with her take on Lay Baby Lay, the Bob Dylan cut, originally called Lay Lady Lay. Send that one out to Alma Tuned in S7. That was taken from the LP 3614 Jackson Highway, which is the address of the original Muscle Shoals studio in Sheffield, Alabama. That LP released 1969. I think the first one not produced by Sonny Bono. So yeah, I played a Cher song on Friday night.
You did.
But as we're not playing small records, we'll have to save that for another show. Stay tuned for that. There'll be at least, what's that, in 8 weeks, maybe.
Yes.
What a tempting offer.
Yeah. Get right, it in the diaries.
Yes, this is about to finish, so let's play some reggae. Aunt
Martha. Indeed, this musical sculpture coming from King Toby's headquarters. Hang on to Frank and do the bathroom skank. Come off your tower this hour and take a musical shower.
What did you say?
Grab your towel, mother hole. Scrub your bowl, scrub your bowl. Grab your towel, scrub your bowel. Say, you got to be clean. To be on the scene. Grab your rug. Grab your soap. Scrub your hand. Scrub your face. Scrub your side. Scrub your back. Scrub your front. Wash your foot. Wash your face. Bathroom scan. Say.
Oh, Tombscare. Oh. Grab your rod. Scrub your back. Scrub your front. Wash your face. Slant eye scan. Scrub your face. Scrub your hand. Wash your face. Scrub your back. Wash your back. Wash your front. Wash your hand. And wash your hand. Bathroom scan. And they go. Grab a towel. Mother howl. Scrub your bowl. Say, scrub your hand. Scrub your foot. Scrub your face.
What did you say?
Grab a towel. Mother howl. Wash your bowl. I wash your bowl. Wash your face. Bathroom scan and the run. Say, grab your towel and wash your bowel. Wash your hand and wash your face. Scrub your back and scrub your front. I'm out of hole.